We are joined now by the head coach of the Cabot Panthers, Mike Malham. And, Coach, good afternoon. I think you're in charge of this weather because you just wanted another week of practice. Correct?
That's what I told the kids. Guess what, kids? Yeah, we get to practice another week after they called it off. You know, I think the kids are ready to play, but nothing you can do about it. So you just got to kind of be patient. And it's kind of hard to do, but we're just going to kind of take it easy. Gonna do some weights today, take it easy Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, give them a little break, and come back Monday and start getting ready again.
Hearing you say the word take it easy, that just doesn't seem right.
Well, it's been a long season. You know, you've played 13 weeks. We've played 12 games. We were lucky enough to get the bye 1 week, so we've played 12 of the last 13, and that's takes a little bit of toll on the body, so it's not bad to let the kids have a little break, get a little body rest, you know, get their legs under them. If they don't know what they're doing by this point in the season, you know, that's not good.
Mike, talk about last Friday night, the call to go for two in the second overtime.
Well, you know, second half, I think we had one stop, and I think we scored every time, and it was just kind of getting up and down the field, and I don't know, I didn't know if we were going to stop them in overtime, and I just thought our best chance, you know, I felt like that athletically they were a little better than us, and the longer it goes, you know, sometimes that shows through, and I just thought our best chance to win, thought we had a play that I knew would get in, but Kaysen did a good job of checking. They adjusted to the formation that we came out in and left something else open, and he went to it, and Lonnie did get in, regardless of what anybody says. he did get in. I'm looking at a picture right here in the Cabot Star-Herald as we speak. It came out today on Wednesday, what came out yesterday, and his foot is right on top of the goal line. The ball is ahead of his foot. And this is after he got turned back because his back's to the ball. This isn't when they first made contact, but his whole body was on or across the goal line. But if he'd have went down and got low and not let him knock him back, it'd have been obvious. He'd have been laying in the end zone. But it was just, you know, we're just fortunate. You know, you got to have a little luck. It worked. If it hadn't worked, of course, I'd be crying right now, you know. But when you coach as long as I have, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. This is one of the times that everything worked out.
Yeah, next we'll be having an instant replay in high school football, so we won't have to worry about it.
And even if they'd have called him out, I wouldn't have criticized the officials. I mean, those guys do the best they can. When I coach a perfect game, then I can get on them about calling the perfect game. But there's always going to be close calls and things like that. And I think for the most part they do the best they can, and they got to see it right then and there, full speed. And you know, I tried to referee basketball at one time. You know, it's real easy when you sit up in them stands and you can see everything going on from that wide view. But when you get down there and all that action is right in front of you, those guys do a heck of a job, and all they do is get criticized. But no, it's just, you know, it could have gone either way. To beat North Little Rock twice in 1 year, you know, just to beat them once, I thought was pretty good. But it's just our kids have just been amazing this year, and hopefully they got one more in them.
And Coach, it's Bentonville, I believe, you're taking on. And Coach Lenny there, longtime coach. Both of y'all have been coaches for a while in this state. And both of y'all have had success doing it a little bit different way. Talk about going up against Coach Lenny and the Bentonville Tigers and kind of the two different styles of offenses that y'all run.
Well, you know, me and Coach Lenny aren't strangers. We've met in two state finals, and I guess I was lucky enough to split with him. He won it. Beat us in 97, and we beat them in 2000 in the finals. And then we met in three semis, and he's got the edge on me there. He beat us in 92 and 2002, and we beat him in 98 in the semis. And, of course, all those years he was at Southside, you know. So we've got to play against each other. It's been a pretty good rivalry. As far as Bentonville goes, you know, we've actually played them twice in the playoffs. Back in when 4A was the big division, when we were in AAA back in 84, we played Bentonville, and one here, and then we played them again. I think it was 2001 they came here and beat us. So we've actually played Bentonville twice, both time in playoffs, and we're 1-1 there. But Bentonville, they're big. I mean, they're going to make us look little. Their offensive line, their smallest offensive line, it's height-wise, is taller than our tallest offensive lineman, because we're playing with those 5'10" to 6-foot linemen, and I think our right tackle is only 5'7", and all their linemen are 6'2", 6'3", 6'4". So it's they're a big, strong team, well coached, of course. Lenny, they do a great job. Their staff does a great job. They don't make mistakes. It's going to be tough. Of course, they run the ball a lot more than they have in the past. They run a lot of two tights with the one back a lot of times, and they'll have the two flankers, and they hit those, and they'll hit those flankers with the opportune times, because they've hit a lot over the top. But as far as what they do, they like to control the ball and run it. And they, of course, the running back they got is their career leader at Bentonville. He's gained more yards than any other running back ever has in Bentonville. So in the respect of running the ball, we're kind of alike. This year he's running the ball more than he's throwing it, but they still throw it good. So you got to defend the whole field, that's for sure.
Mike, what would winning a state championship mean for Cabot? I know it's been a while, but for you and the Cabot Panthers and the community.
Well, it's kind of a rallying point. We've got a pretty close-knit community, and if you'd have been out here, I don't know if you're out here when we played on Little Rock, but, man, the stands were packed. It was a great atmosphere, and it's just a rallying point. Our girls won the state basketball championship 2 years ago, and I think the whole town of Cabot was down at Pine Bluff when we went it was at Hot Springs. At Hot Springs when we won that championship, and it's just, the fans around here are great, and they support our teams, It's just a great feeling, and it's kind of a rallying point for the community. And they've been great this year, and I just hope we can come through. But it's not going to be easy. I hope we can make it a great ball game.
Well, good luck next Friday. I would have been saying good luck tomorrow in the game, but obviously with the weather coming in, everything pushed back a week. Good luck next Friday when you take on the Bentonville Tigers.
I sure appreciate it.